Amen.
I am going to do what Mike does a lot of times, what came to me during this message. And I'm sure that a number of you, like Mike and Opie and Larry, have understood a lot of these things before I did. It's been only a few years since I've come to understand some of the spiritual things that God is showing me. One of the things in this message that came to me was when Mark talked about the 600 that came to arrest Jesus. Six being the number of man, and Jesus knocked man down, is what that said to me. It could have been six, it could have been 60, it could have been any number, but he chose 600 as that number. I think this plays into the power that the sons of God are going to be given in the end times so they cannot be hurt. We will have the power to knock men down. Jesus did not kill those men. He could have, but he did not. And I think this is the power that we're going to be given. We may be given the power to kill them, but we will not. We will maybe knock them down like Jesus did, but Jesus loved them. And I think we will have that in us to love those men as well and want them to come to Christ. And that is my understanding of where the power that Christ is going to give us to be able to do what we need to do.
But some of them will die, because if any man shall try to do them harm, it is God, the word of God, that is going to do them in, destroy them. Rules are going to change. They have been, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you've been stoning the prophets, you've been killing them, beating them up. But now it's come to an end. The cup is full, and now the rules are changing. Well, that should have been an invitation to Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to comment on one scripture. We heard the scripture, it's the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. As concerning the body, if you're sitting there in a church and it's not really the spirit that is ministering, that's talking, that's teaching, that's whatever. If it's not really the spirit, if it's just the flesh, like some nice little 3-point sermon that has a start and a bottom line and everything, it's not going to do anything to you. It's like when they came to get Jesus and he said, I'm he, and they all fell down. Do you think if some innocent bystander would have said, I'm he, do you think they would have fell down? No. And one thing that happened to me one time when I first came alive in Christ, the rest of my family wasn't really. And so I was still going to a common church with them to kind of support them. So I'm sitting there one day listening to this message in this church. And I want to make sure you hear this part, because if you don't hear that, you might just think I was being something else. But anyway, so I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, this is a great message. I was honestly just thinking, this is a great message. And God spoke to me right there on the spot, and he said, these people are going to come here week after week, and this is not going to do anything for them. And it really shocked me because I thought it was a good message. And so I said, why, God? I mean, seriously, I was asking him why. And he said, because it lacks the power to change. So it's kind of like eating. If you are, let's say you're eating cardboard. There's no vitamins in there. There's no minerals in there. It's not going to do you anything. Okay, it might go in your body and come out the other end, but it's not doing anything for you. And how many of you have seen a rat that ate plastic? You see some plastic thing around your house that's all chewed on by a rat? You think it didn't? I mean, that rat didn't die, but it didn't do him any good. You know what I mean? There was no value to him. So that's what it's like. If it's not the spirit, it's not gonna edify you spiritually. It's not gonna build you up spiritually. It's not gonna profit you spiritually. It's not gonna feed you spiritually. They're just words, you know, and it's not gonna do anything. So we need to feed upon the true spirit of God if it's going to do anything to us. So that's why it's so important to really find where is the true spirit of God being shared and get in and be a part of that, because otherwise it's just like that rat eating plastic. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, I want us to consider this. I think the body can come up with a position. The scripture that says that where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Now, it means that the definition for the body starts with two. Can a husband and wife satisfy this condition to see themselves as the body of Christ and worship alone? If that is the case, the man that is not married or the woman that is not married, how does she do it? Is it that because she has seen the light that the mainstream church is falling and she leaves? Does she stay alone or she still goes back to the same church? Because only her or only him cannot satisfy that requirement of the body gathering. So what should be the remedy in this situation is for us to consider, brethren. Amen. I hope I'm understood. Sorry, brother. It's like I wasn't clear.
No, you were clear.
Okay.
Well, if I found myself in that position, I would begin to search. And I would not finish my search until I had found some place, somewhere, that I could be part of the body of Christ. And I remember a time when I had to do that. I drove my car the end of November all the way from New York all the way to Fairbanks, Alaska. And I did not know another human being in the state of Alaska. I went there to take a job as a public health nurse, and I began to search for the body of Christ. I tried this place, I tried that place. Finally, I found it was outer court, but I was outer court in those days. But I did find a place, and the word was being preached, and I was able to find some life and be a part of what God was doing.
I just want to add one little thing.
The word says that the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. So if you're really seeking, you know, for the body of Christ, if you're seeking for a deeper place in Christ, it's the Holy Spirit that will bring it about. So all you have to do is keep, like I say, knocking, and it'll be open to you.
Well, let me say then, Brother Opie, not just you, but when I came back out of Alaska 5 years later, and I went to Cornell University, and I tried to find the body of Christ, and I went to the same church, the same denomination that I'd been at in Alaska, and I heard the pastor say that he was going to go down to the hospital and baptize some babies. And I thought, uh-oh, there's something wrong here. So I went to another place, and he was a what do we call it, user-friendly, you know, university students and all that. It was all nice and friendly, and there was no life. And you know what happened? I quit looking. And you know what happened? I went into 2 years of backsliding in my life. I got out of it when I moved, because at the next place I said, now I'm going to find something. It wasn't the best, but it was where I was an outer court Christian. And it did begin to bring some life until I found something better, and I found the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then I began to get into some things that really had some good life in it. Beginning to come out of the outer court.
The word says, seek and ye shall find. Right? So it's just the responsibility on us is to be seekers of Christ. And he will be found.
Well, Larry, you came into the group about what year? About in the 70s or 80, maybe 80?
70, probably around 72.
No, not that far back.
All right.
John wasn't.
Donowitz.
He was still in Glens Falls. He was still a pastor there in a little church in Glens Falls at that year.
Okay, but you mean? Know, but he, I was involved in other fishing churches too. Yeah. You know, my background is I went from Catholicism to spiritualism. But all the time I was seeking after God. And, you know, even though all these places, you know, were not had nothing to do really with God, yet the Lord was still with me and kept directing me. And then I finally got to a community church, which was okay. You know, good fundamental church, But it, you know, once I started, you know, I became filled with the Holy Spirit. And once I started speaking, even in the community church, standing up, proclaiming of the Holy Spirit, and you know, and say we all need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, they kind of, the pastor there kind of put a blanket on it. In other words, you know, he didn't want to hear about that. And so then I realized that, you know, as good as it was fundamentally, it wasn't what God had for me. And then I began to seek a Spirit-filled Christian Bible-believing church. And that's when I came where you are, Mark.
Well, you came, yeah, we were in a different group of that further north. Mm-hmm. And when the brother called and said, would you like to, you know, would God be calling you to minister? The group was going through a whole lot of trouble, mainly because of things that he was doing wrong. And so I said, I hung up the phone and I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't want to touch that thing with a 10-foot pole. I don't want anything to do with those people. And you know, the Lord surprised me with his answer. All he said to me was, these are my sheep. In other words, this is my body. You know, they're in trouble. And I said, okay, Lord, if you see it that way, then I ought to consider going down into the city. These are my sheep. But you were part of that in those days, that Larry, you were among the sheep.
Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Right.
You and Madeline.
I think it was back in 1972 that when Maureen was teaching a Bible study, she wasn't married to John yet. But that's when I became born again and Spirit-filled.
Well, you were Spirit-filled. I think you were born again at an early age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Edie. You're coming in good right now.
Okay, praise God. Just to mention, you know, when we look at the call of Abraham, God said to Abraham, come out of your country, come out of your father's house and all that. And I will take you a land, and I will make you a great nation. And Abraham did that. So I believe that God is calling us out of wherever we are. And that nation is the God. So
you got cut off, brother.
That leads us to the body. When we also look at Acts of the Apostles, it says that the Lord added to the church. The Lord added to the church. Oh my. The church. Larry mentioned. Brother.
Okay, I'm going to turn the recording off, but we're still on. I'm just not going to record it here.
No.